Meg Rodman. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I will link to my guest, Arkady Fakhtorovich's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And am I pronouncing your name correctly, Arkady? Is it Arkady or Arkady?
No, it's Arkady.
Arkady. Okay, I apologize for that. I usually massacre my guest names, Arkady. We've got a caller in Chicago. Let's grab this caller real quickly. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hi, good. I was asking your guest how long, if the democracy does will fail without those amendments being ratified, how long? It just seems that nothing's going to change because people are sort of in despair because of wages being so low and outsourcing of, jobs. People are losing their innovation that we've been blessed with in this country. I think it's just a collective sort of despair. Like our vote doesn't count anymore and special interest has the upper hand and the powers, the corporations with all the money, being able to lobby, the way they want. How long will it take if nothing happens for the democracy to fail?
Well, it's a great question and I appreciate it because it's very illustrative. I would like to ask you, sir, how old are you?
I'm 47.
47. So you're middle-aged. What I would like you to think a little bit more of what I said in the program. I don't have a crystal ball. I cannot say how soon it will fail. It's failing us since the ratification of those three things that I mentioned in the Constitution. One thing that you have to take my word for it. When you come to conclusion that you as an individual, because you and your family are the cornerstone of our society, when you start teaching your kids, if you have kids, that you are totally, completely responsible for your life, and you promise yourself not to look in another man's plate, it's not important how much other man or other company makes, how much profit it makes, because those are tools of dividing us based on income, creed, race, and those are tools that are left using to controlling us, divide and conquer. You have to concentrate on your life. You have to concentrate on your well-being and not to look at the corporation. Corporations are entities like the only thing they are not human. But they do what they set up to do, to make money for their shareholders. I can tell you honestly, I can care less how much corporation makes, who is made of, and what his scheme was, like Ponzi scheme long ago. What important that you better yourself. And you can do better in any under any circumstances, and I would recommend you a book. It's a simple book, and it's the title is The Richest Man in Babylon. Read that book, and you can see that even if you're a poor scribe in ancient Babylon, you can become the richest man in Babylon by doing certain things and applying discipline and persuasion and stamina and other things that human beings are blessed with. So you're 47. And I am happy that you asked me that question because
Hold on, Arkady, because we have to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Hang on, Mike. We'll keep you over. When we come back, we'll be back in three. Don't change that dial.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I do have a contact button on my website if you want to get in touch with me. And I will link to my guest, Arkady Faktorovich's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So please go there. Take a look. I've got a lot of great information and a lot of websites that I link to. The tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Tons of information in there. A lot of links that I link to of people who've put a lot of work into their websites, gathering information to help you. So please take a look. Go ahead, Arkady. When we went to break, you were finishing answering Mike's in Chicago's question.
Yes.
So please go ahead.
Mike's question is a very, very illustrative and a good question because it's. I would like to ask him a question, Mike. Were you in the public educational system? Did you graduate from public school? Hello,
Mike. Are you still there with us? No, he dropped.
He didn't have the answer that he was looking for, and that's right. Very illustrative because he is blaming and he is talking about lack of jobs and lack of this and lack of that. This is not a thought of a free man. He is a product of our public system, public educational system, that he looks at the guilty party instead of turning on himself and look at himself. And that's the very, very dangerous thing. When somebody looks at the Madoffs of the world, the Trumps, and I would like to tell you listeners something that is very important to understand, that what separates the wealthy man also from a poor man, not only the responsibility, 100%, but if you, and I was in the same boat, is bombarded with the notion that money is dirty, that business is dirty and crooked, if you accept those premises as truth, you're convicting yourself for a lifelong poverty, because those statements are not true. Especially, I despise the cliché, the richer get richer and the poor gets poorer. If you notice, in our nation, for the last 50, 60 years, our entertainment industry didn't produce any decent play, movie, or a book where an entrepreneur is portrayed in a positive light. And that creates certain stigma for business. And yet, business is the stone that supports freedom, the free enterprise, the free business. It's an engine. And when you turn against business, and that's what morons in the park do, occupied Wall Street, that they, against the business and all these greedy corporations and all et cetera, instead looking inward, because if you accept the premise that business, that money is good, that business is good and noble, then you have a chance of being a wealthy person, because subconsciously you always sabotaging yourself or making good money because you think that money is dirty and nobody subconsciously wants to get associated with dirt.
Well, I think that certainly fascism doesn't work out real well for us, and so those facets of industry that are the pigs at the trough with public-private partnerships, aka fascism, certainly aren't advantageous, but I understand where you're going with that, with your premise. All success, let me finish, Arkady, all success or failures begin with the individual, and I would agree with you there. Certainly a lot of people have more different decks stacked against them than others. You know, some are born with the silver spoon, some are not, some are smarter than others, blah, blah, blah. It just is what it is, but I would agree with you that where you go in life certainly is contingent upon the effort that you put in. There's no doubt about that. But let's face it, the corruption that abounds in our Congress is no different than what happened in the Soviet Union. I mean,
no,
the people
no,
are bought, paid,
I,
they're
I,
bought and paid for, and they stack the deck against the American people.
Yeah. As we Russians say, the fish start to stink from the head. And we can go and put everything that happened that bad is at the feet of Congress. Congress enacts legislature and laws that are harmful to our nation. And I was illustrating 1913 as a very bad year for our country. But what I'm talking about is the individual, a level of individual. You, an individual, we, a business, that has to come back and rob the poor to enrich yourself, then you convicted yourself for it.
On that note,
Okay,
we've got another caller. On that note, I just wanted to say, let's grab another caller. And I'm having trouble again hearing you. I don't know what the heck's going on today with the system.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm on my cell. I'm calling you from my cell. I don't.
Ah, well, that's a problem.
Let
that always is. Listen.
Window. Let me come to the window. I'm window search. It's better.
Yeah, that's the problem. Maybe when we go to break in a few minutes, you can hang up and call back in and we can fix this connection, because you kind of sound like you're underwater and it's gurgly. But let's see if we can't grab this caller in the meantime.
Okay.
Let's go to Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you today?
Oh, not so bad.
Good.
But, Maggie, I'm glad, you know, that you got Arkady there. He grew up in a different culture and a different political system, and this is what's needed, that people in North America, that they break through the indoctrination they've been facing with for so many years by mainstream media, by the educational system, and that they see the situation from different perspectives. This is about here in the Western country. We have had basically a similar indoctrination as they had in the East, you know, in the communist countries, in the communist dictatorships. And I think we have to very hard try to look at things objective, step back and look at both sides, look at history and everything what has led to the situation. But Akedi, he mentioned earlier about freedom. I just want to sum it up. Freedom is a freedom to take on responsibility. You know, freedom has to be practiced within the framework of responsible freedom.
Well, I know, I don't know if we've got him connected back with us or not, because he hung up and was calling back in. Werner, that's where Arkady is going with this, because freedom and liberty rests on the individual. I mean, it's entirely up to us to keep it or lose it.
Yeah, but as I say, you know, democracy, well, some they want to vilify it, but there's a difference between democracy about uninformed and irresponsible masses, democracy. It's called ochlocracy, you know, the rule of the mob, and real true democracy. But this can only be achieved when people are well informed, and not when most of the information they are getting is being filtered through mainstream media and filtered through certain interest groups, through their agenda.
You know, I don't know if you've been listening since the beginning of the show, Werner, but I was talking about my John's nephew yesterday, talking about the socialism class that he was in, sociology, rather. Might as well be socialism. That's the crap they're hustling. But the sociology class where the professor was telling them that there is no such thing as gender anymore, and anybody in the class who was sitting there who objected to what the professor was saying, well, they told him, the professor told them just to shut up, that they were wrong, that, you know, none of their opinions other than his were a valid opinion. And I know we've got Arkady back on the line with us. Arkady, can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's much better connection.
Okay, very good. What was happening that my battery was going low?
Well, that does present a problem. Yeah, it does. Yes. We've still got Werner on the line with us from New Brunswick. So, Werner, you want to go ahead and try make your point a little bit again for Arkady, because I don't know if he heard any of what you had said.
Well, as I say, we are dealing with the aftermath of indoctrination. Like Arkady, where he grew up there in the communist Soviet Union, and we have had the decades of indoctrination here in the West, where the information was being given to the public only after it went through the filter by interest groups that are controlling the media and that are controlling the educational system.
It's all the same. You go. I totally agree with you, Werner. Are you from originally from East Germany?
No, I grew up in Western Germany, and just for the kick of it, we would listen to the political discussions and so from the East. And so we had some information from the West, and we had the information from the East, and we were picking our way through, you know, trying to find out what was true and what was bogus.
Yeah. I have to tell you, just old soup everywhere.
Hold on, Arkady. We've got to go to break. Werner, hang on. Tim in Wisconsin, hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you ready?
This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And Arcadi, please continue, if you would.
Yes, yes. Like Warner, I observe the same kind of mode of operandi in different countries that I was working in because of my business. I'm an engineer, so I visited lots and lots of countries, socialist and not so socialist. In Europe and also especially in Ireland, Mexico, and it's just the same old story everywhere, the same kind of situation with information and educational system. And that's basically how you start keeping control. When Bolsheviks took power in Russia, the first thing they cut off is the source of sources of information. And they start printing their own newspapers and propaganda stuff. And they basically float the ruble to eliminate the middle class. And that's pretty much the tools that they use today are not very different. They just do it much more gradually. They're not as radical as Bolsheviks were, but maybe if I will be able to get on the air again with you in the future, I will talk about Federal Reserve and what they do through International Monetary Fund and World Bank and how they pretty much of every social government is the elimination of private property. That's the goal number one. That's a manifesto.
also both by Sololinsky and other works different persuasion that think that big tax are the answers. And it comes, the first thing that comes to mind is the bottle.
Arkady, let me interrupt you. Are you moving around as you're talking to me? Because this connection is bad. If you're moving around on that cell phone.
No, I'm sitting
all right.
Down.
Well, the next time you come on the show with me, you're going to have to be someplace with a landline because the cell phone does not work on the air
because it breaks up. I will.
All right.
That.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you promised. Good. Listen. let me go back to Werner here real quickly. Werner, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just had a few more notes down, but I want to throw one more thing in.
Okay.
He mentioned there earlier about business. I think we have to differentiate between a productive part of business and the parasitic part of business. The businesses that actually produce or those that make profits of the ones that produce the product. And we got way too many in the business part that is basically a parasitic part of the business community, has gone way out of proportion.
Can you name several for me as an example?
Well, as I say, you look at the banks, and then there is another trend that has been more and more increasing over the years, and that is when regions were self-sufficient, for example, in food production, there was a steady thrust to destroy that self-sufficiency so that the products, what the people need in one region, preferably that they have to be produced halfway around the world, where big business can buy them up for a pittance, ship them halfway around the world, and where they artificially have created a shortage, sell it for whatever the market will bear. And this is a part of business, what I call parasitic business.
Well, I'm sorry we disagree because the business, let me give you an example. And basically what it is that you need the bank to fund certain activities because as an individual, sometimes you don't have enough funds, even though in the past the enterprises were financing themselves out of the profit, and we had the smaller banks and stuff like that. But when the business goes the way, is not, and the business buys in bulk, it's not because they're parasitic. It's because they have an opportunity to make a profit. That's what business is all about. And the profit is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. The production, I agree with you, but for instance, let me tell you, if you probably know that in this country of ours, our government pays farmers for not producing. They are on subsidy. And
there is a lot of misconception, a lot of misinformation.
Let me finish my point. I am living in the Valley of California. That's an agricultural area. There are certain farmers that are getting up to $50,000 a year subsidy, and that's basically curtailed their production in order to keep the food prices higher. This is not the business to blame. This is something that we call the government interference in the business.
Because we've got to go to break. Hold that thought. Werner, hang on with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you? flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Maggie Robbins is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you would like to do so. Please go ahead. I think, Arcadi, you were making your point, and then we will move forward.
Yes. What I wanted to say is that there is a lot of obstacles in any business, banking or insurance sales, which some people can call parasitic, but actually they're not, because they provide a service. And as long as people buy that service, they're needed. And therefore, like my example with subsidies to farmers, subsidies to tobacco growers, subsidies to any kind of thing, when the government start to interfere in commerce and the government provide a situation where commerce is not free anymore. And that's what I was talking about earlier, that freedom of commerce supports freedom of individual. Then you see what you see, where the businesses are so burdened that they have no choice but to go elsewhere to look for profit. And that's what they set up to do. Profit is a good thing. Money is a good thing. Business is a good thing. And when the government stays away from it. And when I can tell you, when I was a small businessman and I was having two employees, I had about 36 different taxes and fees, and other things that I have to pay every year to the government, local, federal, state, and others. This is something that precluded me to keep my prices low because I have to compensate myself for those expenses. And the business model is not that different from a small business to a big business. And we are so gung-ho in this country, unfortunately, through the press and media, that we blame business for every thing that happens instead of turning to Congress and say, Congress, you decided to make this crazy loans to people who can't afford houses and twisted the bank's arms so they can make those loans and force them to make those loans at the cost of the taxpayers in trillions of dollars. This is a bright example.
Yeah, well, it's the corruption. The corruption abounds, Arcadi, in every way, shape, and form here in this country. Werner, hang on, Arcadi. Werner, are you still on with us?
I'm still here, and I'm listening. Maybe I didn't differentiate it enough. What I mean, parasitic business, parasitic government, and parasitic leadership that have lost any kind of a conscience of and any kind of a feeling of responsibility toward the whole body, the whole society, the whole of the country.
I, believe it or not, partly I agree with you because what you're addressing is the Federal Reserve System that creates money out of thin air, that doesn't have any collateral behind it, and they created a situation through Congress in 1913 where they can charge interest on every unit of currency that is issued in our nation. And in exchange, Congress gets plenty of cash. And that's basically a partnership which I will be happy to talk at the later time because it's a long subject and I need to do some explanation and information giving before we go to the nitty-gritty of it. But Federal Reserve System is a partnership between Congress and the private banking cartel. Those are the ones that create what you are alluding to, but not the business. When you're talking about business, anytime you exchange money for a service, it's not inflationary. It's you exchange something for something. Now, when the government comes and tells you what to do, then it's always turned out bad in history. And that's not the free enterprise that we're all striving for. So in a way, you're probably talking about the Federal Reserve Bank and our Congress that are corrupt through and through, and they were set up to be corrupt like that. And that's the whole different subject that I don't want to waste anybody's time today because it's a very big subject, and I will be happy to talk.
Hold on. Yeah. Werner, do you have anything else you want to add? Otherwise, we're going to go on to another caller.
I'll get out in a moment.
Sure, go ahead.
Basically what I mean, the abuse of powerful positions, be it in the banking, be it in the government, be it in the bureaucracy, be it in the military. You know, wherever a single group is abusing their power position to the detriment.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. And basically, the bureaucratic bureaucrats don't produce anything. That's what you're probably alluding to. It has nothing to do with business. It has to do with people who are basically like leeches on the body of government.
This is what I wanted to say.
Society
will go downhill. The more members of that society live in a parasitic existence.
Amen. I agree. I misunderstood you, Werner. I apologize. Yeah.
Common sense.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, Werner. Arcadi, we have an off-air caller who asks who you think controlled Russia exactly then, and I think this question came in after you mentioned the Bolsheviks, and who do you say controls Russia now? Who is it?
Basically, Russia is controlled by the same type of government. That is, I would call them elite. They are... not business people. They're basically bureaucrats. In fact, 27% of Russian banks are belonging to bureaucrats, and they're the ones who control power. All the Putin's cabinet, from top to bottom, are people from secret services, people that work with him in the St. Petersburg's mayor office. They are the one who controls, and they are the one who basically, it's a vertical power where you basically look up to get something, and that's who controls. It's a power, very powerful group, I would say, and they are in control of the country. Nothing has changed since Stalin era, but they are driving a fancy automobile. They stealing the country blind, and at the expense of their nation. So nothing really changed. You can buy anything in the store today. You can buy any kind of yogurt of today, but your average citizen still in the poverty line. Middle class is not as powerful, and that's who was protesting on Moscow on 24th of this month. And there are some movements in Russia today that trying to shake up the power struggle, but also there is a lot of so-called infiltrators, and the situation is fluid, but unfortunately I don't think there's danger to Putin. I still think that he is set for a long time. Even if it's not constitutional, he has only two terms. Now he's going to be for another six and then probably another six. But hopefully they will shake the boat enough, and there is a danger of shaking the boat. Who is coming after? And hopefully they will not come to a civil war or bloodshed. That's something that we have to watch, and it's happening today. So they are still in control. And they're controlling with a very, very heavy fist. Russia is not democracy, and as of today, I don't see any future for Russia until they change their constitution and become more civilized in their dealing with population.
Well, that's not likely to happen anytime soon, I would say, because. We're moving away from freedom and liberty here in this country towards what's existed in the rest of the world. So in your communist nations, that's where we're heading. We're not heading for more freedom. We're heading for more for less freedom. So,
well, I totally agree, and hopefully you will increase your leadership and maybe invite me one more time so I can talk to people and inform them of what we're dealing with here. And we still can reverse the trend. It's possible. I totally believe that.
We've got another caller on the line here with us, so let's take this caller out of Wisconsin. Tim in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, the thing I saw a while ago to also say to the thing about people blaming business that I'm sure is, you know, from brainwashing and propaganda is people that you know, it's like they're blaming all, you know, business, like capitalism. I've heard a bit of people, you know, here and there, especially a man that my mom's married to. He's really gotten to believe, you know, like you know, as a, you know, as if capitalism is all bad, and what he's not realizing that he's seeing is a corruption of capitalism. He's not realizing the difference between, you know, the corruption of capitalism and the real true, you know, capitalism.
Which doesn't exist. Okay, Tim, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Arkady, do you want to comment on what Tim had just said?
The thing is that basically capitalism is the only system that basically provides, if it's capitalism with free
enterprise, freedom of enterprise, and property rights protection, then it's a forepost of freedom. This is the beacon of freedom. This is the only system that provides individual freedom, not collective freedom. That's what's so seductive in socialist mentality, socialist way of thinking, that collectively we achieve nirvana, everything for the herd and nothing for the individual. And yet we're all made in the image of God. We are who we are, and we start with an individual. That was the beauty of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And to say that we see corruption, corruption's always was in the past. You look at the development of Smith & Wesson Company that was producing guns, and you look at the other corporations, you always have rivalry, you always have deceit, you always have that and that. But what I was trying to convey, and maybe I didn't do a very good job, that everything always and always starts with an individual. It took me years to come to this conclusion. I would also say that, it would be great to go to work and collect the paycheck and wait for a pension to come. Nothing wrong with that. But in this system, it's the only system where you can break away, start your own business, blame yourself for all your mistakes, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again and succeed. That's freedom. This is not an utopian thing. It's a reality. I will give you an example. There is a small country called Georgia, not our state Georgia, but the Georgia in the Caucasus. Did you know that today, Georgia is 11th country in the world most friendly to business because they eliminated 20-some taxes. They streamlined everything. They fired the police force, I would say 80% that were corrupt. They eliminated totally free medical care. In Georgia today, in order to get medical care, you have to pay for it in form of insurance policy, or you pay directly to doctor. Their level of living shot up so highly, and they were able to increase pensions and salaries for those policemen that remain tenfold. This is not coming from some kind of utopian dream. It's reality. It can happen here if we will start acting as adults and our leaders start acting as adults and follow the Constitution. We have a great manual. We have a wonderful document. And I hope and pray that someday we as individual will prevail, and we can. So,
well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Arkady. The problem is that people don't speak out. Arkady, they've allowed the corruption that abounds. The handful of people who've been behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank are the same handful of people who control every central bank around the world. That's the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Warburg, Schiff, Mellon, Morgan, so on and so forth. That handful, that cabal of criminals, it's the same group of people, their descendants and their cronies who are the power brokers of today, and they make the rules of the game in every nation where they control the fraud of what they call their currency, whatever it might be. So until we eliminate that evil force of people who are behind the corruption in our government, I don't know how well we're going to prevail until people wake up to that little ditty, Arkady.
Well, that's what I will be talking on your program and other programs, and I talk about Federal Reserve System, and I talk about other subjects. And I will be happy to talk about history of taxation in this country and who is controlling what and how they manipulate. But actually, if we will repeal, we'll be successful at repealing 17th Amendment. Even one 17th Amendment, that will put everything into proper rail, so this train can start moving in the right direction, because if it wouldn't be in the state power, the Federal Reserve Act would never be ratified by Congress. That's the thing that happened, and it's not a coincidence that happened in the same year. Now, the 16th Amendment, even though it was ruled by the Supreme Court many, many times that the 16th Amendment didn't give federal government any additional taxing authority, and yet every one of us who is working, we run to the post office on April 15th in 1040 form, and we're happy that we beat the deadline. This is something that our founders never envisioned. So those three things that happened in 1913 crippled our nation, and all the problems we have today, flourishing of socialist values, it's we can turn back to that.
Hang on, Arkady. We've got to go to the final break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody, for the final segment of the show. Don't change that dial. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Maggie Rod, and my guest this morning has been Arkady Faktorovich. And we've only got a couple more minutes left, Arkady. So final thoughts before the fat lady sings on this deal for today?
What I would like to tell you, listeners, that first of all, I would like to wish all you to you and to your listeners a happy and prosperous new year. And basically, this is a wonderful country. No matter how they some people bitch about it, we can improve it. We can restore it to its previous glory. I'm very optimistic. The power is within the people, every one of us. And I would suggest next time you have elections, don't sit out, go and vote. And
I'd like
God
to see
bless you. I love you all.
Thank you. Arkady, I'd like to thank you for joining me today, but I'd like to see us have paper ballots that were actually something physical, someone would actually have a record of, instead of this fraudulent system that we have set up today, which, of course, has been designed so that fraud exists and abounds in our nation. The game is rigged, unfortunately, and it's rigged against the American people.
That's true, but we can change it, and that's what I'm totally convinced of. And maybe if you and I will talk again on the radio waves, I will be able to tell and inform your listeners of how it can be changed. And it was done before, after Nicholas Bilbo's bank number 3 folded, and we had an enormous prosperity after that. So all our problems are stemming from those three things that happened in 1913. It's not the brainer, and we can't change it. It just takes decent statesmen that we're sending. We are sending them out, and that's why we have to vote, and we have to all become activists, speaking on the radio, talking to other people, doing some meetings and stuff like that. It's all possible. It's, don't be apathetic. Be free. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. It was a pleasure, and I hope to meet you again.
Thanks, Arkady. I appreciate it. Arkady Faktorovich, arkadysworld.com. I will link to his website on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com, under the tab entitled Podcast. Same place I put all of them for those guests that I have who actually have websites, and there have been a couple who haven't. But anyway, theunsolicitedopinion.com is a place to go to find a link to his website if you'd like to take a peek at it. And listen, everybody, chin up. Better days are coming. I've got a lot of great guests lined up. So, hey, I've got a sheriff coming on with me tomorrow. Another sheriff, Sheriff John Lopey, constitutional sheriff, is joining me tomorrow. So that's something positive to look forward to. Listen, everybody, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. I think better days are coming. You got to have hope, because otherwise hopelessness just really sucks, and it isn't any fun, and it's no way to live. So you got to have hope. You got to think positive. Have positive thoughts, give you positive vibes. Listen, everybody, I'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad station. Deanna Spingola is next. Don't lose heart, everybody. We've got people like Arkady Faktorovich in the world who are telling the truth, and that's a good thing. Listen, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. So, hey, take care, everybody. Chin up.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.